Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, the morning edition. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and every Wednesday we always dive into the world of the dairy industry with our leading man, Mr. Mike Scouten, owner and operator of Mission Dairy outside of Hereford, Texas. How are you doing today, Mike?
Bryce, I'm doing wonderful. We've had some really excellent weather. Good to have the rain this last weekend. And certainly can see it being reflected in some of this new seeded wheat.
I couldn't agree with you more. We're getting a little cooler. We're starting to like it. I'm loving it. Getting a little bit closer to that 32-degree mark. Hopefully we'll get our first freeze coming up soon. But, Mike, we always kick things off talking a little bit about blocks and barrels. How did that turn out for us this week?
Well, midday Tuesday, we saw that at the CME, block cheese closed at 203.5 per pound, and that was unchanged and no lots being traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at 218.5 per pound, and that was down a half a penny with no lots being traded. So we're starting to see a bit more of a convergence. There's only 15 cents difference between the two, to where last week we were seeing more like 25 cents difference. So definitely seeing that convergence. Would like to see the block start to move up towards that barrel price, but we'll see what the week brings. Over on the butter, we saw that it closed at 318.5 per pound, and that was down 4.5 cents with seven lots being traded. We saw that the powder traded at $1.53, unchanged, no lots being traded. And then finally at the CME, we saw that dry whey closed at 41 cents per pound, and that was down a half a penny with one lot being traded.
Well, we haven't dove off into this one in a good little while. We have our dairy products report for the month of August. Mike, how did that pan out?
You know, I think it panned out well. It gave us a bullish tone on the Class 3 for sure. When we looked at it on American-type cheese, it was down 2.1% year-over-year in production and down 3% or 14 million pounds from the July numbers. And that compares to a five-year average that normally just sees a decrease of about 200,000 pounds. So a substantial difference in production of American-type cheese in the month of August. When we look at the cheddar, it was down 2% as well year-over-year and down 5.5% or 18 million pounds from the July numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a month-to-month decrease of about 400,000 pounds. So a significant amount of decrease in dairy cheddar as well. So when the one cheese that kind of was up in production, though, was mozzarella, and it was up 3.1% year-over-year and down 1% or 4 million pounds from the July numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease of about 6.5 million pounds. So a little over 2 million pounds more than the five-year average being produced in mozzarella, but not a great concern to the market because mozzarella is normally that made-to-order type of product that goes into our pizzas, of course. And this being football season, made a lot of sense that in the month of August there would be a fair amount of mozzarella being made for the market. When we put them all together and look at the total cheese production, it was up 0.1% year-over-year and down 0.2% or 1.8 million pounds from the July numbers. And that compares to the five-year average on the month-to-month and normally having an increase of about 600,000 pounds. So the trend was downward production on the total cheese. So that report did land up being very bullish on the Class 3 market and helped boost it back into some prices that we hadn't seen in a while. Going over to the powder production, it was down 2.1% year-over-year and down 12.5% or 26.5 million pounds from the July production, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease of about 17.7 million pounds. So a significant amount of powder not being produced in the month of August as well. Finally, human whey was down 9% year-over-year and down 10% or 8.5 million pounds from the July numbers, and that compares to a five-year average that normally sees a decrease of about 2.3 million pounds. So again, not a lot of production there, pretty well tied into the fact that if we were going to go anywhere, we were probably going to be making some butter or we were going to be making some type of mozzarella.
Well, we always dive into the worlds of Class 3s and 4s. Mike, how did that turn out?
Well, we saw that the Class 3 market pretty well rebounded off of that dairy products report. October is now trading at 21.80. November is trading at 21.17. December is trading at 20.80. Going into the first quarter of 2023, on Class 3, it is 20.47 in January and 20.65 in March. Going into the second quarter, we've got April trading at 20.60 and then right back up to 20.79 in June. So pretty respectable numbers there. Certainly time to start looking at making some positions for next year on those numbers. Over on the Class 4 side, still holding very strong. We're seeing that the October is trading at 24.85. We've got the November trading at 24.15. December trading at 22.79. First quarter starts to show a little bit more convergence towards the Class 3 price, almost within a dollar of it. We've got first quarter trading in January at 22.07 and finishing up in March at 21.81. And we've got second quarter trading at 21.75 and in April, and then we've got June trading at 21.72 to finish out the Class 4.
And we always wrap things up. We'll hear a little bit about some dairy RPs. Mike, how did that pan out?
You know, dairy RPs haven't responded quite yet to the Class 3 pricing. They are still trading quarter one at $19.73 for 41 cents. You would think there would be better opportunities than that. We've got quarter two trading a 1973 as well for 57 cents, and then quarter three trading 1965 for 58 cents. Over on the Class 4 side, we're seeing it trade 2081 for 47 cents, quarter two trading 2064 for 67 cents, and quarter three trading a 2027 for 75 cents. Don't see tremendous opportunities there. However, if you do have a concern about a crash in the market, especially on the Class 4 side, that 2081 and quarter one for 47 cents is probably the best buy.
Well, Mike, what can people expect next week, talking a little bit about the dairy industry?
Next week we'll be having a global trade event, so we'll be able to talk about international numbers. But we'll also take those international numbers and compare them to how our trade did in the month of August. So we'll be doing a dual report of both global trade and the dairy exports report for the month of August. So there'll be a lot of comparisons going back and forth. And then getting ready for the cold storage report and production report coming out towards the end of the month as well.
I'm excited. I always love to talk about the milk production report, those winners and losers. And of course, Mike, thank you so much for coming out, talking a little bit about the dairy industry with us. So again, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Bryce.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC studios. Don't forget to catch the afternoon edition of the Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, as well as a new episode of Pasture to Pavement, Agriculture, the Original Innovators, dropping today. We're talking a little bit about crop insurance. That episode is finally ready to rock and roll, so make sure you catch it. It's going to be a good one. Talking a little bit about how we need to prepare for next season and, of course, what's going to happen with the Farm Bill and crop insurance. So make sure you check it out on Spotify, our website, as well as our Facebook pages. But until then, I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.